Well, the U.S. Army has 7 competitors in the Winter Olympics. They're part of a long tradition of soldiers whose other job is as an athlete. Krista Almanzon of member station KAZU has the story of Army bobsledder Nick Cunningham.
Nick Cunningham works through some drills around the track at a junior college just blocks from the beach.
So I'll just be jogging around, kind of get the blood flowing, making sure I don't tighten up. I'll have to do a lift later.
When visiting his hometown of Monterey on California's central coast, he has to be creative to stay on top of his training for the U.S. bobsled team. That kind of thinking works for Cunningham. It's why he tried out for the team in the first place after graduating from Boise State.
I figured it'd be a graduation gift to myself to kind of do something outside the box, outside my comfort zone, just try something none of my friends could ever say that they tried out for. And so I went and I tried out, and 18 months later, I went to my first Olympics.
That first Olympics was 2010, where he competed in the 2- and 4-man bobsled events. After that, Cunningham did another thing completely out of the box.
Less than 2 months later, I'm putting my little thumbprint on the thing and I'm joining the military.
Cunningham became a member of the New York National Guard. He's now a sergeant. He did it to become part of the Army's world-class athlete program. It's an elite group of soldiers who have these orders.
They told me, go win medals for this country. And that's my job at this moment.
The Army World Class Athlete Program, or WCAP, is for soldier athletes who already have the proven ability to compete at this high level in an Olympic or Paralympic sport. They do basic training and advanced individual training like every other soldier. After that, winter athletes go to Lake Placid, New York, and the summer athletes to Fort Carson, Colorado. That's where I reach Colonel Sean Ryan by phone. He is Director of Communications for WCAP and a coach.
I think the biggest thing about the program is that it affords you the time. But with that time comes responsibility to maintain your proficiency in that sport and be eligible to make an Olympic or international team. If you don't do that, you get released from the program.
Soldier athletes began competing in the Olympics after World War II. The first athletes were boxers. Now, they compete in all sorts of events, from track and field to taekwondo. Since 1948, soldier athletes have won 118 medals in the Olympic and Paralympic Games.
That's what we're looking for. When they raise the flag and play the national anthem, we want to be the United States anthem, and we want our soldier with her hand over the heart, with our flag being raised. That's the mark of success.
The program is paid for by a mix of government funds, fundraising, and corporate sponsorships. This Winter Olympics, the Army sent 7 soldier athletes, 4 competing in bobsled and 3 in luge.
Because we want to show that we're more than warfighters. These soldier athletes are incredible, so I think it just goes to show you how well-rounded the U.S. Army is.
For California bobsledder Nick Cunningham, the program makes being an Olympian possible.
Without the World Class Athlete Program, I would not be bobsledding still. I would have been out of the sport easily 4 years ago because of just the financial commitments that it takes. So to be able to have them as a kind of a backing and, you know, their support for me and everything that the Army brings, it has been phenomenal.
This is Cunningham's 3rd Olympics. He's a driver in the 2- and 4-man bobsled events. After that, he's not sure what's next. Another Olympics, a career in the military, or something else out of the box. For NPR News, I'm Krista Almanzon in Monterey, California.